Ashrita Furman, it's August 26th. It's a fantastic day. Something has happened here. What has happened?
Well, we've been here actually since 5 in the morning, so it's about 11 hours now, and we wanted to do something really special for Sri Chinmoy's birthday, which is tomorrow. And he's our meditation teacher, and he's taught us that we can do anything through the power of meditation. And so we wanted to prove this self-transcendence. So we built a 4.89-mile garland in his honor. So it's 185,000 carnations, which came from Colombia, South America. And they got flown into Miami, and they trekked up to New York. And we've been working since early this morning, you know, putting them on a thin wire and putting them all around this field. We've gotten about 22 loops around the field. And it's the world's largest garland.
You have experience with flowers in the past.
Right.
So this isn't the first time you've tried something with flowers. What was your first thing with flowers, and how did you progress to this point?
Well, it's gone back. I mean, we did a bouquet in honor of our meditation teacher, Sri Chinmoy's birthday, of 27,000 flowers. And that goes back, you know, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And then it's gone up and up and up and up from there. And so then we ended up doing a bouquet of 101,000 roses, I don't know, about 15 years ago. And now we did a garland a couple of years ago around the Flushing Meadow Lake for 2.25 miles, and that record got beaten. And so the record was 3.1 miles, so we've broken it by 1.75 miles. And then, yeah, I'm very happy. But it keeps going on. I'm sure someone else somewhere in the world is going to do better. And then it's just an opportunity for us to make another beautiful garland.
When you say us, it involved lots and lots of people.
Yes.
What kind of roles did people play in making this happen for you, for the record and everything else?
Okay, we had probably about 175 people from maybe 35, 40 different countries who were all members of the meditation group. And, you know, there were different jobs. I mean, the biggest job was really stringing the carnations on the wire. And we did that in 3-foot sections. And then you had people taking the sections, bringing it over into different parts of the field. And you had people going around tying the different sections together. Then you had people going, checking the entire length for gaps, because there can't be any gaps between flowers. You're not supposed to be able to see the wire. So, you know, all this took hours and hours and hours, but we finally came out with a beautiful garland.
Was there some part that was harder than anything else that made you doubt that it was even possible to happen, or was it you knew you could do it right from the start?
You know, it was actually touch and go, because we actually only had a limited amount of time on the field, and we thought there were another group coming in to play soccer or baseball, and so we were not sure that we were going to get it, because it took us a while to really get moving. It took actually about 2 or 3 hours, but then once, you know, the whole process started going, it just kind of exploded.
Sri Chinmoy's philosophy is all about self-transcendence, and tomorrow being his birthday, what kind of message do you think this sends to the world about self-transcendence? 185,000, 4.89 miles of flowers. How do you think people can react to this? What do you think they can see in this?
I hope it gives them some joy, and I hope, you know, it sort of expresses a feeling of oneness. You know, this wasn't done by one person. It was done by almost 200 people, and they all had to work together. You know, they had different tasks, but they had to work together, and they created something really beautiful. So I hope that the message that they get is about oneness, you know, that you could do amazing things. You know, if you're in your heart and you're one with your fellow human being, then you could do incredible things.